We begin today gloriously in the sacred liturgy of the Church, in the martyrology of the Roman Church, this month of May dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, with the feast of her beloved spouse, Saint Joseph, under the title of Saint Joseph the Worker, Sanctus Joseph Opifex. And the prayers that are directed towards God is that God is the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the opifex of the universe, the worker of the universe in that sense. And so Saint Joseph therefore shares with God the wonderful honor. He has shared with God the fact that he is the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, and everyone thought Jesus was his son. Is he not the son of the carpenter? Our Lord did not deign to be too proud, which he could have been with every right, which we have no right. He did not deem it too humiliating for himself to be known as the carpenter's son, the son of the opifex. And in fact, he is, with the Father and the Holy Spirit as our Father, the opifex of the entire universe. So Saint Joseph shares also in this wonderful prerogative that belongs exclusively to God, but is shared by him according to his own divine will. Now in the 20th century, which perhaps is one of the most gruesome and bloodiest and evil centuries that we have seen so far, though this 21st century is not far behind, one of the horrible things that spread everywhere was the horrible evil of communism, atheistic communism. And of course, we say atheistic not to make that any other communism is good. It's all bad. Socialism and communism have always, for centuries, been condemned by all the popes of the Church. There's only one exception, and we shall not go there. But it is an evil, a terrible evil, which is contrary to the order in which the opifex, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has designed and made the world and the universe. And so it began to spread like fire in the forest, especially beginning in October of 1917, when the communists, the Bolsheviks in Russia, took over and began the destruction of that once powerful and glorious nation, which, though not Catholic, was very close to Catholic in its Orthodox faith. And, of course, one of the things they did was to massacre the entire royal family, Tsar Nicholas II and all of his family, who were all shot to death after being in prison for several months. A most horrible and gruesome event, which also reminds us of another event sponsored by the Masonic communists in France in the 1780s and 1790s, the horrible Masonic, atheistic French Revolution, in which also the royal family was put to death, not this time by rifles, but by the guillotine. And so we see again and again the heroes of the faith that now are martyrs of the faith, as they are regarded. And then communism began to spread everywhere in Spain, in Portugal, in Mexico, and other countries. And so the Holy Father, Venerable Pius XII, in 1956, established this feast. Now May the 1st, in many countries, particularly in Italy and Spain, was the day that the workers celebrated. And it was a socialist holiday. The streets of Rome were, I'm not sure if they still are, because that too is falling, were filled with people protesting anything that had anything to do that was not socialist and communist. And so the Holy Father very wisely chose this day on which St. Joseph was already honored to make it the solemn feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And of course, among the things that he said was the fact that the Church has always promoted and provided for the workers of the world and of the Church, respecting the fact that they follow in the footsteps of St. Joseph. And of course, we continue to do so. We too must be like St. Joseph, not St. Joseph the lazy or the slothful, but St. Joseph the worker, who worked then and still works now for the salvation of mankind and to protect his beloved spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary, and his putative son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who though today already is in heaven, along with him, body and soul in heaven, for St. Joseph's body was also assumed into heaven, nevertheless is attacked and vilified in this evil society in which we live today. And so we honor St. Joseph today, and we beseech him for justice for all those who work for their food and for their keeping, and for all those who promote them and who protect and bless them. And so today, let us pray to St. Joseph the Worker that he may fill the hearts of the children of God, of the children of Holy Mother, the Church throughout the world, with a great sense of justice and true freedom, not libertarian freedom, but true freedom that is based on the Ten Commandments and on the precepts of said Church, of which he is the protector. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.